This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In the conversations and policy debates over our criminal justice system, it's way too easy to get caught up in the sheer numbers of inmates in our prisons. When that happens, we lose track of the people in those prisons who bear the same fears, hopes, and longings as anyone on the outside. A unique program called Humanize the Numbers tries to address this. It brings together University of Michigan students and state prison inmates and cameras. Heather Martin is a program manager of the Prison Creative Arts Project. She helps organize Humanize the Numbers. And co-organizer Isaac Wingfield is a lecturer at the Residential College of Literature, Science, and Arts at the University of Michigan. Heather, you say this could be the first photography project involving college students and inmates in Michigan. What's the goal?
I think the goal right from initiation was to really put the narrative power back in the hands of the people inside. So for many folks, the photos that they have on record are their mugshot or the pictures that they take during visitation hours, which are very much organized by policy. So you have to pose a certain way. You can only interact in a certain way. And the backdrop is always the same. And so our goal was really to allow the people inside to curate their own images to represent their own narratives and stories.
And how are they working with students, Isaac?
They're doing it in a couple different ways. One is through weekly workshops. So going in every week, the whole class of students was going in, meeting with the same group of guys in the workshop. And
where were they going? Where did they have to go?
We're going to Thumb Correctional Facility, which is up in Lapeer, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And so there we're creating different images on the inside and also talking about other images that students were making kind of on their behalf and at their direction on the outside. And so even though there's different people pushing the button on the camera to actually take the picture, from our perspective, you know, it's important for that power of the image-making process to be held in the hands of the inmates that are directing the process. And so whether they're inside or being made on the outside, they're the ones that are kind of directing the project.
Heather, what kind of photographs have been created through this collaboration?
Incredible photographs, highlighting different dynamics about people's personalities and interests. For example, a young man who was involved in the workshop wanted to include a photograph of his mother in his own self-portrait. And so that was really important to speak to that familial tie that was so critical to him. And in looking at that photograph of his mother, it's really surprising to notice that she, in fact, is around the same age that he is now. And so there's like very intense reflection that happens as the people in the workshop made decisions about the photographs that could speak to their lives, to what they value. I don't think we know these individual characteristics of the folks inside. We know that the numbers are grotesque and huge. And I think that's why the folks inside called us to action to say, make us human, individuate our experiences, and let people know more about us.
Tell us a little about Johnny Trice, because we're going to be talking to him next.
Yeah, Johnny was one of the guys who was really excited about this from the very beginning. He was one of the few guys who was able to stick with it from February and then was still around and available when we started the photo workshops last fall. And as an artist for a long time, and so for him, this was an opportunity to really expand his skill set and use something that he couldn't normally use. You know, he does a lot of painting, and so you see that in some of his images, the paintings that he's made. And so he was, you know, one of the more specific artists in relation to, this is exactly how I want you to do it. This is exactly how I want you to use the camera. And so he had a lot of kind of specificity to that, which was really refreshing and also, I think, gave him a lot more kind of authority and power in that dynamic of deciding what those images look like, because he had a really clear artistic vision. And it was very specific to his own experience and kind of using this as an opportunity to tell his story, which I thought was, you know, really what the project was about.
Can you tell us about the photograph titled The Closer? Describe it for us to help us see it.
So in this piece, it's a little bit about his experience as an artist and also being in prison. So he's got two different guys holding up two paintings in the background that he made this year. And then he's got his hands up, and they appear to be kind of bloodied on the palm, but it's red paint. And the caption that he came in envisioning this image with was that, "I came to prison with blood on my hands, but I'm leaving with paint on my hands." And it's just such a powerful idea, but also his kind of stare, his penetrating view, you know, into the camera and then into our eyes as viewers is part of what's making that image so powerful.
What are your long-term hopes? I mean, looking out and the impact that this is leaving on your students.
I think that, you know, the Prison Creative Arts Project has been doing this work for 26 years, and we've been offering workshops inside, as well as one of the largest prison art shows in the world. And what we hope for students who engage with either the prison population or the people in the youth juvenile justice system is that there's complexity and there's difference and the stories are unique. There isn't any one path that leads to a criminal record, that leads to incarceration. And maybe engaging and collaborating and coming together and learning more about each other as people is the greatest gift you can give to both yourself and another person from a different experience.
And when you think about what the people who are incarcerated might take with them from this experience, what are your hopes, Isaac?
You know, they're in these systems that are kind of very dehumanizing. So hopefully something that they're getting out of this is just getting a little bit of that humanity restored back to them. And it won't last forever, you know, because I think it wears off in a system that kind of wears on you like a prison does. But that's my hope, is that they're getting some kind of a restoration of their humanity and of their dignity as people and as individuals.
The student inmate collaborative photos from Humanize the Numbers are on display now through April 8th in the Residential College Art Gallery on the University of Michigan campus. Heather Martin, Isaac Winfield, thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you.
We've got Johnny Trice with us now from the Thumb Correctional Facility in Lapeer. You know, we just heard from Heather and Isaac that you have really been a very active part of the PCAP program, the Prison Creative Arts Project. What a great idea to work with a student and collaborate with someone in art, which you had not been doing as a painter. What was that like for you, collaborating with a student to create photographs?
It was a unique experience, but I kind of used my artistic eye, knowing how to make, you know, statements. It was just a great positive experience for me. I enjoyed it.
And you shared with us a statement that you wrote about your photographs, and you say this is a chance to express to the public that you're more than the perp walk images from over 30 years ago. Can you give us a sense of who was that Johnny Trice? Like, what brought you to prison, Johnny?
Unfortunately, when I was 18, I committed two murders. And they're just poor choices, you know, very poor choices. And for many people, because I'm from Bell Creek, that person was the last person they saw in pictures and newspapers and on television. And so I just felt, you know, 30 years later, this was an opportunity for me to just show that I've grown. I have grown as a person.
Yeah. So who would you say you are today? I'm wondering how art has helped to change you from who you were then more than three decades ago to the guy that I'm talking with right now.
Well, the guy that came to prison, when I came to prison, I had low self-esteem, very insecure, a lot more shy than I realized I was. But creating art and being, you know, quote unquote, brave enough to say something on a piece of paper or canvas and to allow the public to judge it and see it and make an opinion of it is not something I could have done when I was 18 years old. But through art and you know, through PCAP specifically, I've grown where I can say some things and put it on paper, or in this instance, photograph image, and, you know, secure what my thought and have no problems with anyone's opinion, good or bad, you know.
Johnny, I'd love to talk a little about what you're saying in some of your photographs, and we're going to they're really stunning. And tell us, if you will, about the photograph titled "Bipolar Can Be a Good Thing."
Well, it's, you know, just a picture of me face-wise, and it has like a line down the middle, a split, and the well-lit image is the prisoner side, the side that, you know, everyone I'm around every day sees. You know, stern, you know, I don't want to be bothered, you know.
Yeah, leave me alone. That's what that face says.
That's what the face says. But the other side is more just peaceful, relaxed, you know, secure in itself. I can be bothered. I could help someone. You know, as a prisoner, you know, you're not supposed to get involved in things. I don't see anything. I don't know anything. But the person, me, is the exact opposite of the prisoner. And I think in my writing, I kind of said they both need each other to survive. Because some guy's going to hear and become prisoner and never are anything else. And, you know, those are the stereotypical guys they use on TVs, that uncaring, cold, you know, yes, selfish, ruthless person, and they forgot they are a person, and it's gone. That's why I said bipolar can be a good thing. I can be two people when I need to be.
And it's interesting that the more accessible side of the face is the one more in shadows.
Yes, because to be that person in prison, you can be used, taken advantage of, so he has to be hidden a little bit and can only come out. I only bring him out in the right times, in the right places, and with the right people.
There's another photograph that you did in collaboration with, and I hope I'm saying her name right, Olivia Patterzak.
Yeah.
And it's called "At the Dawn of a New Life," and the caption is "At Peace." Tell us about that photograph, Johnny.
There's an art palette with the book next to it, "The Road Less Traveled" by Scott M. Peck. When there was a point in my life when, and it was right around when I started teaching myself how to draw, when I said, you know, I can either learn something, do something constructive, or I can just be like some of my fellow prisoners and just wasting their days away. But in that thought of growing, I had to accept some things about myself, where I've been, what I've done, and realize to be at peace. So art, and not only The Road Less Traveled, but similar self-help growth books helped me become at peace, which I am now. And she took a picture of, should have been at dawn, and the sunlight should be coming behind it. And that was just kind of what I want to say. Even though I'll be 50 in a few months, I'm still at the dawn of my life, because every day living just a more peaceful, understanding life is a new day. Yeah.
What do you feel is ahead for you, Johnny?
That part, you know, who knows, in my position as a lifer, you know, different legislation is going on. There's a lot of talk of people that's been in prison too long. And right now, I could honestly say I would be better prepared to live a more constructive and productive life today than if I hadn't came to prison, because I was lost, you know, just, you know, not ready to live a productive life. So I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I am confident I can handle anything, good or bad, were it to come my way.
The student inmate collaborative photos from Humanize the Numbers are on display now through April 8th at the Residential College Art Gallery on the University of Michigan campus. Johnny Trice has been talking with us from the Thumb Correctional Facility in Lapeer. It was a pleasure to talk with you, Johnny, and I got to say, I love your photographs.
Thank you.